Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. The truth of the Word of God, the truth as to what is going on religiously in this world, and the truth of true Christianity versus the false Christianity which is in the world. And right now, the Catholics don't know what to do with all the sexual immorality within the ministry of the Catholic clergy. Now, they could say, all Mary. Okay, if they did that, a lot of people say, well, it's about time. That's a good thing to do. Well, that's only one problem. What are they going to do with a whole system that is based upon lies and iniquity? What are they going to do with all the false claims that the successor of Peter? Now, we won't cover about Peter yet. That will take at least two segments to do. But what we're going to understand is this. The New Testament church followed the Word of God. Not the traditions of men. You have the traditions of Judaism over here, and you need the book Judaism, A Revelation of Moses or a Religion of Men. Because you will never understand the critical scriptures of Romans, Galatians, and Hebrews unless you have that book and understand really what Judaism is all about. On the other hand, you have the false Christianity of this world, and you need to understand where that came from. Let's see something else that this false Christianity does. And we will see, we will go back in time from Paul back to the first encounter of a man called Simon, whose name was Peter, who went to Rome, who was not Peter the Apostle. So let's look at the encounter beginning in 2 Corinthians. How did they change it from the truth of the Word of God, from the true Ten Commandments, to what we now have? Now, what we need to understand, there were many false prophets during the time of the New Testament church. False prophets from Judaism and false prophets from paganism. And you're not told that. You're told that everything started with Peter and came right up to today, and the Pope is the successor of Peter. Now, the truth is, he is the successor of a Peter, but not Peter the Apostle. Verse 17, 2 Corinthians 2. For we are not like the many who for their own profit are corrupting the Word of God. You read the history of how the Roman Catholic Church Christianized the world. They came into all of these Gentile countries, and lo and behold, they took all of the pagan practices and said, let's rename them Christian, and God will accept them. Well, you can't put a Rolls-Royce nameplate on a Volkswagen Beetle and call it authentic. Doesn't work. That's how they got so many people into the church. And you need to also read the book by Samuel Bacciocci, From Sabbath to Sunday. And it also has great historical accounts of changing of the Passover, because just a little sidebar here. The Passover that Jesus Christ established, and it was not the Eucharist. That is a corruption. The Passover that Jesus Christ established and the day that it is to be kept on and the way that it is to be observed is found in the scriptures only, and all of the other so-called communions, Lord's Supper, and Eucharist are satanic counterfeits of the truth. Why? Started right here. For we are not like the many who for their own profit are corrupting the word of God, but we speak with sincerity as from God and before God and in Christ. We're not beholding to any governmental thing. We're not beholding to any denomination. We are beholding to God the Father and Jesus Christ and the word of God, and to speak it in truth. Now, that'll make a lot of people upset because they're so immersed in the lies of this world, believing that they are true. The main one to look at is Sunday worship. Nowhere in the Bible is there sanctification of Sunday worship. Jesus didn't change it, and the apostles couldn't, because no man can change a law of God, not even a pope. Verse 1, therefore, having this ministry according as we have received mercy, we are not faint-hearted, for we have personally renounced the hidden things of dishonest gain, not walking in cunning craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, we are commending ourselves to every man's conscience before God. Now that's how the truth needs to be given. That way. And Paul also says to the teachers, you who teach others, do you not teach yourself? This is why any of us who are ministers, we have to look at the Word of God and we have to let that correct us. And we have to have the change of heart and the change of mind and the washing of the water of the Word of conversion from God the Father and Jesus Christ. Because all of that comes from God. And then we need to make our behavior correct, our thoughts correct, our teachings correct according to the Word of God. Now notice verse 3. But if our gospel is hidden, it is hidden to those who are perishing. Now who are perishing? Those who do not have the Spirit of God. Notice how that happens. In whom the God of this age or this world, and that is Satan the devil, has blinded the mind of those who do not believe. Do you believe the truth? Do you love the truth? Do you want the truth? Even if the truth cuts and corrects you and you have to repent and change? Lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we do not preach ourselves. And that's exactly the key of papal power. They preach the person of the Pope, and they preach a false Jesus with a false gospel, with false ceremonies, having never come from God but out of the cauldron of Babylon the Great and all the religions and governments associated with it. Now, you need to understand how corrupt this world has become in every aspect of life and living. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Now, let's come over here to 2 Corinthians 11, and we will get an inkling as to how these subversions began to take place within the Church of God. And then we will go back in the book of Acts and we will see the number one man responsible for doing it during the time of the apostles and the formation of the original Church of God, true Christianity. 2 Corinthians 11. I would that you would bear with me in a little nonsense, but indeed do bear with me. For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God, because I have espoused you to one husband, so that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Do you understand what that means? Do you know the relationship between Christ and the church? Now, the Catholics say that the priest represents Christ. And they've known for years that rather than be celibate, from the monastery to the nunnery, they had tunnels. And since the nuns are married to Christ and the priest represents Christ, guess what? You think about it. Let's go on. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, Satan the devil, see, he's still working. He is the god of this world. He is deceiving the whole world. So your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For indeed, if someone comes preaching another Jesus, and now there are many Jesuses out there, whom we did not preach, or you receive a different spirit, which you did not receive, or a different gospel, which you did not accept, you put up with it as something good. And isn't that the way that Christianity of this world is presented? They steal a little here, they steal a little there, they mix in their own tradition, add to it their own interpretations, declare the things that they are going to do for God when God says, do not do that. They were coming around false apostles. And some of them were from the crowds that followed Jesus. And they would come and say, well, I was with Jesus when he was preaching. Oh, really? What did he say? And then they would preach a false gospel so they could gain. See? And there were those Gentiles who didn't want to have anything Jewish or anything from the Old Testament. No, we've got to get rid of that. So they came preaching. So Paul says, but I consider myself in no way inferior to these highly exalted so-called apostles. Then he says this, verse 13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers who are transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And isn't that what the Pope is called, the apostle of the apostles? The vicar of Christ, Holy Father.
What a tremendous joy for all of us as we heard those wonderful words, Habemus Papam, we have a Pope, and his name is Francis.
We express our gratitude to our new Holy Father, Pope Francis.
I think we can easily call that to mind as we consider the name our Holy Father has taken, Francis.
And no marvel, for Satan himself transforms himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his servants also transform themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. What are they? That's why you have to gauge everything by the Bible and the truth of the Bible. And you have to have a translation which conveys the truth, by those dedicated to the truth, not so-called panels of experts filled with all religious brands and all sexual orientations and all feminist-oriented. No, the truth of God. That's what it has to be. All right? Now, let's do a little test. Let's come back here to Matthew 23. They claim to be Christian. All right. Should you test them? Yes. Jesus commanded the church in Ephesus, Revelation, the second chapter, because they tested those who said they were apostles and were not. All right. Let's do a little test here. Matthew 23 and verse 8. But you are not to be called rabbi, for one is your master, and that's what rabbi means, the Christ. And all of you are brethren. Now notice verse 9. Notice this very carefully. Also, do not call anyone on the earth your father. That is in a religious sense. For one is your father who is in heaven. Now, why are all the Catholic priests called fathers? And the Pope is called the Holy Father. And they claim to represent Jesus Christ. And the very words of Christ tell us, do not call anyone father. Now, are we to believe the word of God, the words of Christ, or are we to believe men who say that they have the authority to change these things? Really? Now notice what he says in verse 10. Neither be called master, for one is your master, the Christ. Isn't that interesting? Let's read the next verse, verse 11. Then we're going to find something very startling. And we are going to see by these verses, by the very words of Jesus Christ, whom the Pope claims to be the replacement of. Just like Nimrod was the first vicar of God back in Genesis, the 10th chapter, the replacement for God, who was against God, who organized the people, who under the auspices and power of Satan, the devil, organized the Babylonian religion, and it has come down to us today, and all the religions of the world follow the Babylonian system, just exactly like the Roman Catholic system, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Islams, the Orthodox, and the Protestants. Amazing, isn't it? Next verse. But the greatest among you shall be your servant. And the Pope says, he has the full authority of Jesus Christ on earth. He is exalted. With all the statues, with all the symbols, with all the idols, with all the incense, with all the candles, with all the dress, with the Eucharist, and all of these things are a great manufactured mystery of lawlessness. Now let's read on. And whoever will exalt himself shall be humbled, and whoever will humble himself shall be exalted. What did Jesus call the scribes and Pharisees of his day? He said, you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Why? Because they said one thing and did another. Now let's come back to Matthew 20. Let's see if Jesus ever taught that there would be such a pagan thing incorporated or allowed into the church, to have a Pontifex Maximus, to have someone who spoke infallibly. Listen, the only way you speak infallibly is if you speak the infallible words of God. Your own judgment can never be infallible. Okay? The mother of Zebedee, whose sons were James and John, came to Jesus in a little political move and said, Lord, I desire something of you, that these my two sons, one to sit at your right hand and one to sit at your left hand in your kingdom. How about a little exaltation by Mama, huh? And Jesus said, verse 22, you do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink and to be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? Referring to his coming crucifixion. They said to him, we are able. See, sometimes we say things we don't even know what we're doing because we want to exalt ourselves. But what did Jesus say? were to humble ourselves. Verse 23, and he said to them, you shall indeed drink of my cup and shall be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, but to sit at my right hand and my left hand is not mine to give, but shall be given to those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. Now, when the other 10 heard about this, they were really angry. Angry because they got there first to ask for it first. Because as you read the Gospels, you see that it was always a question among the disciples who would be the greatest. So let's read on. And after hearing this, the 10 were indignant against the two brothers, but Jesus called them to him and said, you know that the rulers of the nations exercise lordship over them. And that is katakurios, dictatorship down. And the great ones exercise authority over them. Notice what Jesus said. He did not say copy them. And what did we read? That the whole Roman system came out of ancient pagan Babylon. Not from the scriptures. Here is what the scriptures say. Verse 26. However, it shall not be this way among you, but whoever would become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever would be first among you, let him be your slave. Verse 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Is that what the Pope does? Oh, indeed. Would God sanctify any office like that whatsoever? Now, you need to understand something very powerful, which is this. Jesus said there would be many false prophets come, but you would know them by their fruits. What do they produce? And are they willing to humble themselves and repent? Are they willing to turn to the Word of God and the Word of God only and to teach the truth? Now that means, just like everyone who comes to the knowledge of the truth, and you have to keep growing in grace and knowledge, it then becomes a lifetime pursuit, a lifetime education to prepare for eternal life. Now, the Roman Catholic Church has a hierarchical structure, and they tell you that there is no salvation outside the Roman Catholic Church. Now, they may change that in the future so they can get more people into the church. But then, when the final pope comes, if this one is the final pope, then he's going to end up being the false prophet of the book of Revelation. And he's going to do dazzling miracles that come from Satan the devil. And the world will believe him. And as we will see, because they do not have the love of the truth. Now, the truth is like a sharp two-edged sword. And whenever we're confronted with it, whoever we are, wherever we are, we have got to repent and we have got to change and we have got to yield ourselves to God and the truth. And outside of that, there is no salvation. Now, this is what the New Testament really teaches. So next time, we're going to look at the account of a man called Simon, who indeed went to Rome. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and download all the information and material that you need. We are living in critical and difficult times. You need to go back over the other segments that we have. We have well over 300 online right now to teach you the basic understandings of the Bible. And these are important things and important days that we are living in. So we need to grasp the moment. We need to understand what is happening. And this is what we're doing at Church at Home and Christian Biblical Church of God. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Until next time, so long, everyone.